Hello, I'm Gary Robey. Is it possible for us to always have joy in our heart? And what does it mean that the joy of the Lord is our strength? We will learn what that looks like during this call to worship.
The joy of the Lord is my strength.
Thank you, Father in heaven, Yesu, for being the joy of our desiring. Father, for the joy that you have put down, way down deep in my heart, I thank you and I praise you. Father, for that joy unspeakable and full of glory, your glory. God, help us to stay focused. Keep our eyes fixed on you and your love, your faithfulness. Certainly not the things of this world, the cares that surround us and distract us so easily from you and our relationship with you. Keep us in your word daily. Help us, Lord, to invest time in your word and with you. God, we praise you for the results that you have blessed our efforts with. Thank you, Father, for the opportunities to share the good news of the gospel with those around us. And thank you, Father, for this time that we can invest in your presence during this call to worship. Thank you.
Make a joyful noise to the Lord. Let your heart be filled with praise. Sing to Him a new song to the glory.
Through the night. for you. Hold on, my child. Joy comes in the morning. Weeping only lasts through the night. Hold on, my child.
Thank you for joining us today for Call to Worship as we take time for joy.
I will enter His gates with thanksgiving in my heart. I will enter His gates with thanksgiving in my heart.
It's a privilege to be here. We're so very glad we came. We can sense your holy presence and the warmth of your embrace. As we lift our hearts in worship, we bring the sacrifice of
listening to Call to Worship, a one-hour radio program heard on this station weekly at the same time. I invite you to make this a habit and tell your friends. The Call to Worship ministry also includes a Facebook page where listeners can fellowship, share testimonies, and find out what the topic will be for the next week's program. Another valuable part of this ministry is the website at calltoworship.us. You can listen to past programs of your choice at your convenience. This is especially helpful to those who cannot find us on a local station or would like to listen to a program a second time. That feature and more details about this ministry can be found at www.calltoworship.us. Our website also allows you to safely and conveniently make a contribution to this ministry. Call to Worship is a listener-supported program. If you appreciate the ministry of Call to Worship, then we need to hear from you today. Our mailing address is Call to Worship, 2070 Milligan Way, Medford, Oregon 97504. Once again, your tax-deductible donation can be sent to Call to Worship, 2070 Milligan Way, Medford, Oregon 97504.
in thee.
Love.
This is a call to worship.
Let the earth be glad.
Joy of the Lord is my strength.
Let
let the seas resound and all that is in them.
The joy of the Lord is my strength.
Let the mountains sing together for joy.
The joy of the Lord is my strength.
Come, let us sing, let us shout to the rock of our salvation.
The Lord has done great things for us. The joy of the Lord is my strength.
Sing for joy.
The emotion of joy can be very, very elusive, and often confused with happiness. As a Christian, we don't just have joy. We have great joy. Take a listen to Luke chapter 2. And there were in the same country shepherds, abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you, ye shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host praising God, and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. This is unspeakable joy created by God Himself and communicated to us through the gift of His Son. We find these words in 1 Peter chapter 1. All praise to God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. It is by His great mercy that we have been born again, because God raised Jesus Christ from the dead. Now we live with great expectation, and we have a priceless inheritance, an inheritance that is kept in heaven for you, pure and undefiled, beyond the reach of change and decay. And through your faith, God is protecting you by His power until you receive this salvation, which is ready to be revealed on the last day for all to see. So be truly glad. There is wonderful joy ahead, even though you have to endure many trials for a little while. These trials will show that your faith is genuine. It is being tested as fire tests and purifies gold, though your faith is far more precious than mere gold. So when your faith remains strong through many trials, it will bring you much praise and glory and honor on the day when Jesus Christ is revealed to the whole world. You love Him even though you've never seen Him. Though you do not see Him now, you trust Him, and you rejoice with a glorious, inexpressible joy. Joy is quite often expressed and energized through music. We find this in 1 Samuel chapter 18, when the victorious Israelite army was returning home after David had killed the Philistine. Women from all the towns of Israel came out to meet King Saul. They sang and danced for joy with tambourines and cymbals. And we also find this when David declared Solomon as king in 1 Kings 1st chapter. And all the people followed Solomon into Jerusalem, playing flutes and shouting for joy. The celebration was so joyous and noisy that the earth shook with the sound. Psalm chapter 5. But let all who take refuge in you rejoice. Let them sing joyful praises forever. Spread your protection over them, that all who love your name may be filled with joy. The Lord God is the source of all joy. Check this out in Psalm 48, a psalm and song for the sons of Korah. Great is the Lord and greatly to be praised in the city of our God, in the mountains of His holiness. Beautiful for situation. The joy of the whole earth is Mount Zion on the sides of the north, the city of the great King. The gospel, resulting in our salvation, brings everlasting joy. Psalm 51. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Cast me not away from thy presence, and take not thy Holy Spirit from me. Restore unto me the joy of thy salvation, and uphold thee, uphold me with thy free spirit. Ecclesiastes chapter 2. God gives wisdom, knowledge, and joy to those who please him. Nehemiah encouraged the people as they were sad to think of how they had offended God as they listened to God's word. Find this in Nehemiah 8. For all the people wept when they heard the words of the law. Then he said unto them, Go your way, eat the fat and drink the sweet, and send portions unto them for whom nothing is prepared. For this day is holy unto our Lord. Neither be ye sorry, for the joy of the Lord is your strength. John chapter 15 and a few verses from the 16th chapter. These things have I spoken unto you, says Jesus, that my joy might remain in you, and that your joy might be full. Verily, verily, I say unto you, that ye shall weep and lament, but the world shall rejoice. And ye shall be sorrowful, but your sorrow shall be turned into joy. A woman, when she is in travail, hath sorrow, because her hour is come. But as soon as she is delivered of the child, she remembereth no more the anguish, for joy that a man is born into the world. And ye now therefore have sorrow, but I will see you again, and your heart shall rejoice, and your joy no man taketh from you. Ask, and ye shall receive, that your joy may be full. Friend, if you have not yet understood the good news of the gospel, then please hear now that Jesus Christ, God's Son, came into the world to save sinners. He was crucified, paid the debt for your sin, was rose from the dead, and now lives at the right hand of God, the Father. Therefore, you believe it and receive his gift of salvation. Brother and sister in the Lord, Christ has come that we might have life, and that more abundantly. God, help us all to ask, and we will receive, that our joy might be full.
Precious gifts you gave, though I am undeserving. So the least that I can do is to give this servant's heart to I would.
Our call to worship today has been invested in God's Word, spoken and in song, reminding us that the joy of the Lord really can be our strength. I'm happy that you joined us and pray that this hour has been a meaningful part of your worship today. Thank you for your letters and your financial support that helps keep Call to Worship right there on your local station. It's important that we hear from you. Our mailing address is Call to Worship, 2070 Milligan Way, Medford, Oregon 97504. That address once again is Call to Worship, 2070 Milligan Way, Medford, Oregon 97504. You're invited to visit our website at www.calltoworship.us. You can make your tax-deductible donation to this ministry on the website. You can also listen to programs and find other valuable information about this ministry. That's calltoworship.us. Call to Worship is a broadcast ministry of the Dove Media Ministries of Medford, Oregon. And now from Psalm chapter 95. Oh, come, let us sing unto the Lord. Let us make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before His presence with thanksgiving and make a joyful noise unto Him with psalms. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all the earth. Make a loud noise and rejoice and sing praise.
Make a joyful noise. before.